This is CITR. This is Stranded, a little show about Australian and Canadian independent music. Thanks for tuning in. You can catch us online at ausstrandedradio.com, and we're also on Twitter at ausstranded. So today we have a special guest, Jake Hardy. He is an electronic experimental musician. He's also part of a local band called Other Jesus, and most significantly for our purposes today, he is a member of the collective that runs the Red Gate Art Society. The Red Gate is a venue on East Hastings Street, which hosts a fantastic array of local cutting-edge music, and it's also a visual art space as well. So I had a chat with Jake this afternoon in the alley outside. It was a nice sunny day, so we plonked ourselves out on the staircase back there, and Jake told me a little bit about the history of the Red Gate and about his music as well. So that's going to be coming up fairly soon. But first up, this week was interesting. I did a fill-in show here on CITR Radio. There's a great show called Folk Oasis, hosted by Val, and it's a long-running show. And Val is in Europe, and she kindly offered to have me fill in for her. So I got together a whole bunch of music, including, of course, some Australian music, because, you know, again, it's what I know, so it's what I play. To feature on her show. So a couple of the acts that I got together were real favourites of mine, so I thought I'd replay them on my show here as well. It can't hurt to play some more Paul Kelly and Tim Rogers. So I have both of these artists coming up, two fantastic Australian singer-songwriters that should be familiar to listeners of this show. So let's start with Paul Kelly. The great Paul Kelly, fantastic folk singer, probably the best Australia has ever produced, criminally overlooked around the world outside of the shores of Australia. But, you know, I've seen him here in Canada play twice, and he'll always pack out big rooms and he'll play festivals, but he's certainly not a household name, which he is in Australia. So I'm going to revisit an album called Gossip. And this is from Paul Kelly and the Coloured Girls. It was a classic album, came out in 1987. And let's play for you the song Adelaide. Adelaide is a city in South Australia. And then I'm going to play for you a track from his brand new record. Well, brand new meaning last year, which is the concept album called Spring and Fall. I'm going to play for you my favourite track from that. So here we are. This is Stranded, starting the show with Paul Kelly and the Coloured Girls, going back to 1987.
Adelaide, Adelaide, Morning comes creeping in like a sick and pale child. She leaves him there sleeping in. No good way to say goodbye. She turns her face to the sun. She doesn't have tears to cry. She wonders what on earth she's done. No good way to say goodbye. Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet. She's out of shelter, she's as cold as Canada. She gives herself a talking to keep the blood in her eyes. She knows what she means to do. No good way to say goodbye.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You are listening to Stranded. Thanks for tuning in. The very familiar voice there of Paul Kelly. First up was the song Adelaide from Paul Kelly and the Coloured Girls, the classic record that came out in 1987. And that was followed by a newer song, one of his newest songs, actually. It's from a record called Spring and Fall, which came out last year. And, of course, I love that song because it references Canada. Cold as Canada is the song. So this is part of the song cycle. This album was a song cycle about the beginnings and the endings of a relationship. And this was he toured on the back of this, and I got to see Paul Kelly in Seattle last year. And one of the probably greatest moments of my life in regard to this show, I got to interview him. And if you're interested in hearing that interview, it's on SoundCloud. If you go to our link, go to the blog for Oz Stranded Radio, you'll find a link there to the interviews, and it's under the tab there from 2013, the interviews, Paul Kelly. So let's get into another great Australian singer-songwriter. This is Tim Rogers. We've played him in the past, of course. He's the lead singer from UMI. And I'm revisiting these guys because this is part of my selection for this past week. I filled in on the Folk Oasis show on CITR, and it was a great honour to sit in the seat that Val occupies generally. She's hosted that show for a long time, and I was honoured to play some of this is great Australian singer-songwriter stuff. And this is a record Tim Rogers wrote and recorded in 2005. It was a double album called Ghost Songs and Dirty Wrong. One side was the Dirty Wrong was the rocky side, and Ghost Songs was the more folky side. So I'm going to play for you two tracks from Ghost Songs. First up is The Wild One, and then track four is the title song, Ghost Song. So here we are. This is Tim Rogers, the frontman of UMI, with a solo record.
Dreams, yeah, of how she made you feel. hangings on my arms to cover my scars. Yeah, how they got there, I just don't know. A new layer of skin to cover messes I got in. I'm ashamed of the luck that I throw. Got a smile good and ready to cover my heavy disposition. How it got there, I just don't know. A mask complete when I just can't beat the questions about the luck that I throw. You wear your heart upon your sleeve. Can't be surprised at the surgery. The only fools like us, you gather all we must just to burn it up. Your clouds of ashes and dust, your rainbows of ashes and dust.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Thank you for tuning into the show. This is Stranded. So two songs there from Tim Rogers from the same record. He put out a double album in 2005. It was called Ghost Songs and Dirty Ron. And the Ghost Songs side was the quieter, more folky side. So I played for you a couple of tracks from that. Track 2, Wild One, and Ghost Songs. And I have very fond memories of seeing Tim Rogers play both in solo form and as frontman for UMI many times back in Australia, and I always love revisiting his music. So I hope you enjoyed that. Now it's time to really change pace. The songs I'm going to play soon from Jake Hardy's outfit, we'll talk about very soon. He's a local, I guess, noise artist, you'd call him. Very interesting guy. He's also part of a band called Other Jesus. And he is heavily involved in the Red Gate Society. It is a non-profit organization that runs a venue space, jam space, and an art gallery here in Vancouver on Hastings Street. Very much needed venue, full of great people, against the odds, keeping it going. And it's just created great strength in the arts community of Vancouver. So I wanted to chat with Jake, and we actually did just a couple of days ago. We sat down in the alley on the steps just behind the Red Gate itself, and we had a little conversation. So we're gonna play that right now, and you'll also hear some of Jake's experimental music as well. So here I am on a lovely sunny afternoon, chatting with Jake Hardy. We're at the back of the Red Gate, a music venue and art society here in Vancouver. Hello, Jake.
Hello.
Thanks for finding time this afternoon. This is my first time here. I've heard about the legendary Red Gate, and I've passed it many times on the bus. I think I was expecting a huge Red Gate, so...
That's how it got its name originally, before I was a part of it. It used to be at an old place on Cambie and Hastings, but now it's on Hawks and Hastings. And it used to just have a Red Gate, so it wasn't really the name of the place, but it's just how it got known, because it had no name. And,
Okay. Do you mind taking us back in time then? Because there is a bit of a history with the venue and a struggle to remain open due to, of course, a lot of the quote-unquote no-fun city policies here in the city.
Yeah. Okay. So in the past, when I was at the old space, this is before I was involved, didn't even really have an occupancy permit, but that building had been occupied by artists since the 60s. Long story short, there was a sort of a battle with the city, negotiations with the city, with the landlord. Eventually, the landlord sold the building to developers. And now you have, there was a CrossFit there briefly. And there's one of those, warehouse restaurants where all the shitty bar food is $5. Now, the place had no venue for a little while. And then it... Eventually, the studio that I was running, which was called Roji Biv Studios in Hastings Sunrise, we got renovicted as well. And we ended up kind of joining forces, and a lot of the artists from Roji Biv kind of merged with Red Gate. And then they had already formed at Red Gate a nonprofit society to work under. And so a few of us joined the board of directors and sort of collaborated. And now we have the new building on 855 East Hastings.
Right.
It's nice and central location in East Vancouver, I think. Yeah.
And it's a real tale of survival, because what you described, a fairly, unfortunately, typical chain of events here in the city. If you're just tuning in for the first time, Vancouver does have a lot of restrictive policies around occupancy of buildings and venues. So all credit to the collective for making this happen. Like I said, it's formally known as an art society, right? So
yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So, meaning that you are a collective that supports music and visual arts.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, so, we have front studios that are full of people who do painting and sculpture and installation work. And then we have a venue space sort of in the middle of the building. And then in the back, there's spaces for bands to rehearse and that kind of thing. There's also, a bike co-op where they make, freak bikes, that really tall ones or,
Yeah.
Million wheels, I don't know.
They unicycles.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How long have you actually been involved in that time that you merged from Roji Viv?
Well, I guess I was involved as a booker, booking concerts at the old space. And then I performed at a few of their fundraisers. And then when MySpace was getting evicted, a lot of the Red Gate people were really gracious about helping us move stuff and lending effort. Vehicles to move our supplies and stuff from the old studio, and just around the same time this new building was coming up. So I guess I've been formally involved, a member of the board of directors or whatever, since the beginning of this new building, which isn't really that long ago, but a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've been involved as a booker before that for a few years.
Can you speak then to some of the ongoing challenges around, even though you are in a great place and a good venue here, I guess this is still Vancouver and there are realities, and have you found
there are still a lot of challenges to overcome to keep it running?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I won't go into too many details, but it's very difficult for a venue to stay afloat working within Vancouver's 2 licenses per month for the special events permits that they give out to studios or galleries or stores, places that want to do music shows or places where they can... Basically, it's a liquor license, a special event license. Mm. You can only get 2 per month, so it's very difficult to make it financially viable.
Right. And the venues that do that, how are they different? Like, say, the Biltmore, what kind of...
a bar. It's under different licensing. Like, we're formally licensed as a rehearsal studio.
Oh, I see.
And there's something apparently... reflected in the law, apparently it's inherently wrong to have your friends over to a rehearsal studio and have a party.
So this is, yeah, we're talking here the classic archaic Vancouver thing, and again all credit to people like Jake and many others who've kept venues alive.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
So that is the voice of Jake Hardy. He is a significant member of the Redgate Society. They operate a non-profit art space, jam space, music venue on East Hastings Street in Vancouver. And that was the first part of the chat that we recorded with Jake this week. Now let's get into some of his music. This is quite different to what we usually play on the show. This is some pretty extreme experimental music, electronic based. It's pretty wild. Have a listen. The name of the project is Holzkopf, Holzkopf. So Jake has a few recordings under that name. This is from an older recording, First Up, which I believe came out in 2010, Sober Materials number 2, Not By Power. And we're going to play a track called Vague Senses. And Jake will be talking about his music right after this. We'll be right back.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
So you're tuning into Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and some experimental music there from a project called Holzkopf. It's a long-running project pioneered by Jake Hardy. That is from a release from 2010 called Sober Materials Number 2, Not by Power. The track is called Vague Senses. So Jake is our special guest today. We recorded a two-part interview with him this week right at Redgate, the venue itself that Jake is part of. And let's get back into the interview. This is part number two of the interview where Jake talks about his musical projects specifically.
Yourself as an artist individually, no, you go by the name Holzkopf. Yeah. Is that how, did I pronounce
it
correctly?
Yeah, Holzkopf. Yeah.
Described as a dub mixing with extreme noise. And you've been active for quite a number of years now and touring overseas. How could you describe what you do in the music world as an individual artist?
Well, I'm independent, I guess, and pretty involved in different DIY communities in different places. I guess I've been involved with technically what, you know, record labels, but they're all very small operations. So I think I've been trying to avoid the music business while being a musician for my life. Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of different things. That first album was in like 2001, and it was very influenced by the kind of micro sound and clicks and cuts kind of stuff coming out at the time. I guess I was really young and impressionable too. So yeah, and it's gone through a lot of phases. I'm interested in a lot of different kinds of things. So this current incarnation is just a very stripped down performance with cassette tapes mixing with rhythms and other samples on a sampler. It's very lo-fi, it's very trashy, and it's rooted in dub and jungle and those sorts of music, as well as like tape cut-ups and being heavily influenced by Christian Marclay and Hitomi Yoshihide and a lot of experimental turntablists work as well, but records and a turntable are like too heavy to carry around when you can only afford to take the bus and the train on tour. And fit everything in a backpack, so cassettes is what it ended up being for me.
And practical, given that you do tour in Europe too, I guess, and
yeah,
you don't want to be weighed too down too much with stuff.
Exactly. I want to be able to bring records back, and so I can't afford to carry records with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now this is the Australian Canadian Music Show, and we I'm not overly familiar with the genre that you play in, but I'm thinking of one act from New Zealand that I've been playing a little bit. Have you ever heard of Die Die Die?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I recommend looking them up. They're very well known from New Zealand in the sort of noise genre. Okay, cool. And then also, your face looks very familiar because I saw you in the Discorder magazine as part of an outfit called Other Jesus.
Yeah.
That's more of a traditional band, or maybe traditional's not the right word, but more of a band.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny for me because I've been making like noise music and electronic music and beats and other sorts of things for so long, And I've only been playing guitar in this kind of rock and roll band for like the last year, like starting when I was like, you know, 31 years old, started playing guitar.
Me too.
So the reverse of like, I don't know, a lot of people I know got into experimental music sort of, I guess, after they were playing in punk bands or whatever else. And it's sort of reverse for me, but it feels really fresh. So I wouldn't say like it doesn't, I mean, I guess a traditional band, it's like guitar, bass and drums, but for me, it's totally, totally new.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm still at the stage of the guitar where I'm learning like a new technique or a new thing every single time of practice, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at the same stage, yeah. Well, yeah, it's exciting,
it's
yeah.
Really fun.
And so you do have, you have a release that's just out, is that correct?
So I did a split with a friend of mine who produces very heavy kind of hip-hop and dub music in Calgary. Goes under the name Mind Control Ultra, which is like after the acid experiments in the 60s, 70s, I guess, maybe 50s, 60s. It's actually very old. It was slated to come out like 3 years ago. The label that we were working with had some financial troubles. We were going to do it ourselves, and then around the same time we were going to do it ourselves, Redgate Art Society, we were all talking about wanting to start a record label, so we just kind of put it there.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but so it's the music is 3 years old. It's from like pretty different era of stuff that I've done, but like, you know, I drift around and I'll go to and from different styles, but it's very influenced by like Suicide and Coil and Soft Cell and this kind of like dark, almost like synth poppy kind of stuff. Also a lot of like, it's very, I guess my side of it is it's very drawn out and psychedelic sounding. I don't know. I'll give you a record to play on the show.
That's great. Well, thanks, Jake. This is the very first record on the Redgate Recordings label.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to hear what will come from that. And CITR Radio, of course, will get copies of anything that comes out. That's without a doubt. Speaking of psychedelic, that's one of the events coming up here at the Redgate Psych Fest this weekend.
Yeah, I guess it's on the 4th.
On the 4th.
Yeah. I'll be working my day job most of that day, so I can't speak much to this event actually.
Okay, and anything else off the top of your head that's coming up that listeners might want to know about?
Well, there's in Vancouver the next sort of Holzkopf gig is going to be probably not till December for the Big Joy Festival. That'll be held mostly, I think, at Remington Gallery, the downtown east side. I'm playing at Redgate for Halloween. There is a big party with a lot of bands, like the classic Halloween cover band set night. So I'm playing in a band that's covering Crass. So we're called mm-hmm. Penis Envy for the night. And it's the bass player from Other Jesus and a couple members from Cowards as well, a local band.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, so it's, yeah. And Peace, one of the members of Peace is in this as well. So yeah, we're covering Crass for the night at Redgate on Halloween, and it's going to be pretty fun.
There's
also a band covering Devo, amongst other kinds of fun stuff.
Great. Well, fantastic stuff here at the Redgate, supporting independent culture in the city of Vancouver, a much-needed collective. So thanks very much, Jake, for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
darkness and light, brain surgery, psychosurgery. It was fun, fun, fun.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hi there. Are you tired of listening to the same music day in and day out and want to try something a little different? Well then, how about listening to Asian music? Now, I don't mean it like...
Open Gangnam Style!
Gangnam Style! Nor like...
G-Bass! G-Bass! Oh, baby, but she moves, she moves.
I'm talking about a little more like... And a little more like... And also a little more like. And definitely something like. So tune in to Asian Wave 101, playing you the best of Chinese and Korean pop, Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and that was part two of my interview with Jake Hardy. He is part of the Redgate Collective. The Redgate is actually at on Hastings Street. I believe it's at 558 Hastings Street. I'm sorry, 855 East Hastings. And they're at redgateartsociety.tumblr.com and also a Facebook, facebook.com/redgateartsociety/info. And you also heard there a newer track, well, a brand new track from the Holtzkopf Project that Jake has put together. It's a split single with Mind Control Ultra. It's a split 12-inch and it's a debut recording for the Redgate Recordings label. So very exciting stuff here from Vancouver. And finally, you heard Other Jesus. So that's a project, another musical project that Jake is part of. They've put out their debut recording, Other Jesus, and I played for you a song called Modern Art. And they're at otherjesus.bandcamp.com. So thanks for tuning in. Not much time left of the show. Let's get straight into the music then. This is Louise Burns and with a track called Emerald Shatter.
Thank you. I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kasla, my name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This is a poem called The White Judges. We lived in an old schoolhouse, one large room that my father converted into two stories with a plank staircase leading to the second floor. A single window on the south wall created a space that was dimly lit, even at midday. All nine kids and the occasional friend slept upstairs like cadets in rows of shared double beds, ate downstairs in the kitchen near the gas stove, and watched TV near the airtight heater in the adjacent room. Our floors were worn linoleum and scatter rugs, our walls high and bare except for the family photos whose frames were crowded with siblings waiting to come of age, marry, or leave. At supper, 11 of us would stare down a pot of moose stew, bannock, and tea, while outside the white judges sat encircling our house. And they waited to judge, waited till we ate tripe, watched us inhale its wild vapor, sliced and steaming on our plates. Watched us welcome it into our being, sink our teeth into its rubbery texture, chew and roll each wet and tentacled piece, swallow its gamey juices, until we had become it, and it had become us.
You have just heard At Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's really fun.
This is Sasha Bilott, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign.
Good evening, hockey fans. Welcome to our CITR Sports live presentation of Canada West Conference Women's Hockey on 101.9 FM. The University of Saskatchewan Huskies face off against the UBC Thunderbirds tonight at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center. It's time for the opening face-off, and for the play-by-play call of the game, let's connect right now with our commentators ringside.